At the most recent career fair for Global Foundries in Saratoga County, the line of people hoping for a job spilled out the door and around the block. Nearly 1,500 applicants turned out for 300 open positions at the company's new plant in Malta, known as Fab 8.
I don't have a lot of experience in what I have for material handling, but I do have experience with CAD engineering because I worked for an engineering firm for 4 years.
Okay.
As the applicants waited, a video explaining what the company does played in the background.
A microchip made of copper wiring established Global Foundries as the first company in the world to adopt copper in volume production.
Like many of the applicants, Evelyn O'Brien of Saratoga waited over an hour to get in front of one of the company's reps.
Right now, I just lost a job at a local coffee shop because they didn't want to give me health insurance.
But even as she hopes for a better job with Global Foundries, she's not thrilled that the company benefited from an enormous subsidy from New York taxpayers.
I don't like that. You know, it's nice that they lure them here. However, I've been told that after 7 years, they pick up shop and go somewhere else. So I'm just waiting to see if the ball's going to drop. Hopefully that does not happen.
Other applicants say the investment was worth it. Christian Van Danza of Saratoga is hoping to get hired for an engineering position.
New York's been struggling, and getting something of this magnitude is going to be nothing but a boon for the state.
Making computer chips is a notoriously tough business to be in, and the state took a risk by helping fund this project. But a few weeks ago, Fab 8 finally started producing wafers for its first client, IBM. Jessica Curley is a communications specialist with Global Foundries.
So we're making 300-millimeter wafers. They're about a foot in diameter. And then from there, the wafers are cut up into the computer chips, and they are sent to our customer.
Curley adds that many of the new jobs only require an associate's degree, and the average salary at the fab is around $60,000. The company has already hired 1,100 workers, but only about half of them are native to New York State. Many of the others are highly skilled international recruits representing 30 different countries. Curley says those numbers will shift as Global Foundries partners with local schools to improve the educational pipeline.
We obviously have a great commitment to the Capital Region, and we're really looking to hire a lot of local employees.
Even if locals don't land a job with Global Foundries, Mike Tucker, the president of the Center for Economic Growth in Albany, says the tech cluster here creates even more jobs in related industries.
You don't have to be a techie to be able to benefit from the economic growth and development that will come from the tech boom in our region.
It's a model that the governor wants to export to other parts of the state that are struggling. At his State of the State address earlier this month, Governor Cuomo announced the state will invest $1 billion to boost Buffalo's economy.
There's a vibrancy in the Capital District region around nanotechnology that would not have happened but for the state's investment. If we did it in Albany, we can do it in Buffalo.
The governor is expected to announce how he intends to pay for that economic boost when he lays out his 2012 budget proposal. In Albany, I'm Marie Cusick.